So I might be a pretty good baker. Who knows? Anyway, it's kind of nice. We don't have any of that stuff out here anymore since we quit eating at the Army mess. And we rather enjoyed it. We had a Vietnamese chow tonight with fried rice and some Sam Shu stuff that the maid cooks up, and some crab. And this pie, American apple pie, was quite a contrast from the regular dinner. The boss seemed to be quite contented. He said, "Boy, it was sure good," and he sure did enjoy the pie. And they got a bridge game going in there now. I talked to the welfare chief, Mr. Ladom, again today about my refugee, and he said, "Well," he said, "when are you going?" He said, "I'll go over to the house and talk with you and talk to her." And I said, "Okay, I'll be going over pretty soon." He said, "Stop by and pick me up." So, and when I came over, I brought my scooter, and I was waiting for some of the work crew to come along to, so that I could show them what to do in cleaning up the house a little bit, stopping some of the leaks, and putting in some new fixtures. And they never came around for a long time, so I didn't get to talk to Mr. Ladom. I didn't get to get him and bring him over. And I guess he decided he's going to have to take her out home. She's sure getting round cheeks, though, and she looks like she's getting well fed. She seems kind of happy around here. Maybe she won't want to go home. But she better, because I don't want her old man coming in here gunning for somebody for kidnapping his kid. I don't think he cares too much. I think he probably feels she's better off here than she is out there with him in VC land, because they do a lot of serious shooting out that way, and a guy has to have a pretty deep hole to get to bury himself in. And sometimes, from the sound of the B-52 bombs that's been dropping out there, I doubt that it's a very good place to be. They've been dropping some big heavy stuff out around here the past 2 or 3 weeks. Makes me feel pretty good, because when I hear that stuff going, I know that old Charlie's got a lot to worry about, and he ain't about to come in here and try and talk to me.
One of my Filipino boys who came from...
Well, the cockeye generator just died, and I had to knock off a little while to go out and get her straightened out. I hope that the tape runs all right. I'll test it over when I run this off to see how it sounds. I think it's going to be all right. As I said, I haven't had any mail. There's not many questions to answer. I have a feeling when the mail comes, though, I'm going to get quite a bit. They tried to chop her up to get it today up to Da Nang, but they got socked in up to Chulai. They couldn't even see any place, so they turned around and come back. We're having another monthly farewell and hello party here Saturday. I don't know whether they're going to make out with the rain or not. If it rains and we have to hold it inside, it'll be a kind of a crowded affair. But more power to them. I hope they have a good shindig. Of all things, I'm in charge of getting the liquor for these parties, and it takes about 4 bottles of bourbon and a couple of bottles of gin and a bottle of vodka each time, and some scotch. I don't even drink the stuff. I guess that's why I've been selected to get it. Well, that wasn't why I selected. I know they just sitting around and they didn't have anything for me to do in the meeting, and they was trying to give everybody something to do, so I was the guy that had to get the liquor. Well, these parties are getting kind of a drag, not too much, but they don't send me, because I don't even, the people come, the soldiers, mostly the military comes, and they like to get out, living, coming out to the towns is sort of a break for them, I guess. But we'll have the party, and everything will go off all right, and then maybe I'll have something to write home about. I can always write home to you about how much I love you and how I sure wish I had you close to me so I could talk to you for a while. Get kind of lonesome here, honey, without having anybody to talk to, and as you and I both know, I'm a kind of a loner. There's no one that I can sound off to. Once in a while, I'll like this non-promotion. I kind of let my hair down to the boss once or twice about the damn system, and he's kind of sympathetic in a way, but he don't. Everyone's concerned with their own lives. They're not too concerned with one another, particularly in this State Department outfit. They got big things to think about, international things, and their own families and their own lives and future. So have you and I. So I can let my hair down to you and about anything at all in the world, and although it seems kind of small with all the good fortune you and I have had to talk about our own troubles, or my own troubles, and they're strictly selfish, egotistical problems that I create within myself. But it's nice to, be able to create them, and then to be able to talk out of them with someone you love as much as I love you, and someone you're as close as I am to you, and someone who's as pretty as you are, and someone who's as sweet and understanding, and has dark brown eyes and curly hair. I think if everybody was as fortunate as I in their marriage, nobody'd be out here but me, nuts like me, who would like to, whose adventurous spirit drives them out of their homes. But I won't be away too long. I've already served more than half my time, and I think that, or more than, let's see, more than half, yeah, more than half my time. I've done a year, and I've got 6-8 months more to do. Well, anyway, I sure think you're sweet, and I think you're just the best there ever was, and I hope you're doing real well, and I know that you are if you get your mind to it, and I hope that you're not having any of those sick spells or flashes that you have to run to the doctor too much. I've been getting some flashes of my own here. I never did get my back healed up, and I've been exercising, you know, the last few days, a week or so. I've been just dying to get on that board and So I've been taking it real easy, and things have been going along fine, but this morning I just had a feeling that that thing was twitching, so I kind of lit up. And tonight, when I got in the shower, I bent over and was scrubbing my legs, and when I straightened up, that's when that thing kind of catches me, and it runs down into my groin, and I felt it again. It didn't hurt too much, but it was just enough to let me know she was still there. So, well, I guess we got these ailments, you and I, that come up on us, and we have to keep our eyes open and ourself in good condition so that we won't be bothered too much. Oh, Carly's putting on a little weight. Doggone it, my old paunch is sticking out a little, and I'm getting kind of round in the face again. I guess that's not too bad. It's better than being a cadaver, being a skeleton, and or being a corpse, eh, kid? Here, Cindy. Here, Cindy. Come on, Cindy. Here, Cindy. Here, Cindy. Come on, Cindy. Come on, Cindy. Come on, Cindy. Sit up. Sit up. Sit up, Cindy. Cindy, come on. Hello, Cindy. Where's Carl? Where's Carl? Where's Carl, Cindy? Where's Carl? How's she acting? Is she listening to that? Is she getting, you say she gets a little exercise now and then. Does she mind you pretty good when you take her out? Does she stay out of the street? Do you worry? I'd sure like to take that old dog for a walk out in the country. Just listen to the sounds of Colorado for a change, and smell the smells of Colorado. But I guess I'll do it pretty soon. When does Bob plan on moving over to Boulder? Have you ever, I've been thinking about Junie. Junie, have you, Aunt Annie's daughter, have you heard how they're doing out there? June and, what is his name? Glenn Nichols. I wonder if you've heard anything from them. I don't know why they're in my mind, but I keep thinking of those old sand hills. I guess I must be going into my second childhood thinking of things like that, because those old sand hills was in my very early youth when I was a little kid, before even my mother died, and I lived out there. And you sure do get attached to crazy places like that. When, if I'd have been brought up there, I'd never wanted to leave, just like those guys that still live out there. If I'd have stayed there, I'd have probably been a lot better off, maybe, with some of that sagebrush and thistle in my hair. Well, let's see. I guess talk about my relatives again and yours. I hope everybody's well, and honey, you give them my regards and tell them Lou and Ruth that everything's going fine. Maybe I should tape particularly sometime just for the relatives, so that you could have them visit and listen to it. These that are personal, I don't care to have them listen to, and I don't imagine you tell them about them. things like, can I tell you how much I love you, what I do, and how much I want to hold you, and how much I would like to have you right with me now so that I could kiss your sweet lips and whisper into your pretty ears, and where you could rub my aches and pains away that I have, and help me overcome a lot of problems that I might be getting up in my mind as I get a little bit more angry at the way things are going or the way things have been. But these are kind of petty things, and I still have a lot of faith in my Bible and my own ability of positive thinking, and I have these ups and downs, and I tell a lot of people I'm quite schizophrenic. That's the way schizos do. They have a high spot, a low spot. Maybe we all have them. I think probably I got my share of them. But everything is so wonderful. I haven't a thing to complain about out here. I'm living right high on the hog, and I'm in charge of a lot of things that I do, and I've had a little bit of misfortune, perhaps. Maybe, I don't know what misfortune is. I don't even know how to judge it anymore. But I have the good fortune of having you for my wife, and someone that I love with all my heart, and someone who I'll strive for and keep, and we'll get that. I see my stocks are still going up, baby. This boss of mine gets the reports, so we're still going. Take care of yourself.